Good morning, and welcome to our Sense of Community series on a three-year follow-up to the largest catastrophe to hit our region in nearly a century, the 2011 Joplin tornado. On this day, a dump truck filled with lead-contaminated dirt is driving away from a construction site where a new home is going up. Connor Avenue was in the heart of the 2011 tornado's path, and all of the homes here have been built after the storm. There's one catch to this otherwise idyllic neighborhood. All of the yards were contaminated with lead. The City of Joplin and the Jasper County Health Department have had to scrape off the top layer of dirty soil and replace it with topsoil from farmland.
This is a new house being built at the corner of 28th and Connor, and the entire property was contaminated 18 inches deep.
Leslie Heitkamp works with the City of Joplin, and she's in charge of the lead cleanup, which 3 years after the storm is still going full speed ahead. On average, she's replacing 4 to 6 yards a week. Some of the lead is mixed in with chat, which looks like gravel, but entire chunks of lead ore, the size of golf balls, are still turning up in yards. The lead ore is shiny and silver-colored, and Heitkamp says those are just the rocks kids like to pick up and bring into the house. But she's warning Joplin residents to leave those shiny rocks alone. She's all too familiar with the list of symptoms for elevated levels of lead in the bloodstream.
Lead is most dangerous to children between 6 months and 6 years of age. They don't have to be eating paint chips. They don't have to be eating dirt. It is a transfer hazard, meaning if the yard's contaminated and the dog's outside or the parents are outside and they get the lead-contaminated dirt on their shoes or on the dog's feet, they bring it right back into the house. It's now all over the floor. Baby drops the pacifier, picks it back up, put it right back in its mouth, and that's their, you know, that chance that they're ingesting lead is there. Elevated blood lead levels produce symptoms of like flu-like symptoms in children. They mirror the symptoms of ADHD so closely you can't even tell the difference without a blood test. It causes developmental delays in children. They will be farther behind than their peers.
In adults, lead poisoning can cause miscarriage or premature birth for pregnant women, memory loss, and reduced sperm count in men. The Jasper County Health Department tests children for elevated lead levels free of charge. To keep Joplin residents, particularly its children, from too much lead exposure, the city is still testing and replacing entire yards. Contracted workers are raking and sweeping dirt out of the street next to one contaminated yard. Each time someone applies for a building permit in the tornado zone, they must have the soil sampled first. That's now a city ordinance. So, where is all this lead coming from? Well, in a nutshell, it's directly from Joplin's past as a major lead mining town.
Back when these were, you know, houses that were first built, early 1900s, 1930s, 40s, the miners would haul chat home from work, and they would put it under their houses. They would build driveways with it because it was really cheap fill, and it worked really well. They just did not know that they were literally bringing their work home with them. The lead contamination was in that still, and it just got spread all over the yard when the tornado hit.
And after the tornado, with all of the demolition and bulldozing, those lead deposits were scattered even more.
Two of my boys are extremely interested in rocks.
One resident whose yard is completely torn up right now because of the testing is Taliesin Davies, a father of three. He recently bought this house, which was one of the few left standing after the tornado, and he wanted to build a shed out back, so he was required to have his soil tested.
Were you surprised when you found out the levels of lead contamination in this yard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to think that lead levels are going to be dangerous if you're going to live in a city. You know, the place where, if you live in a city, that city should be clear.
Homeowners don't incur any cost for the entire process, the testing and the yard remediation, which is the replacement of soil. That's completely paid for by grants from the Environmental Protection Agency. So far, the EPA has provided more than $5 million toward the replacement of Joplin's contaminated yards. But the biggest challenge now, Heitkamp says, is that many people don't know they can or should have their yards tested. Even residents who don't live in the tornado zone can have their yards tested and if necessary, replaced free of charge to that homeowner. You can learn more about getting your soil tested for lead contamination by calling 358-0480. Join us this afternoon as our Sense of Community series on Joplin 3 years later continues. We'll be bringing you an update of how the Ozarks' severe weather warnings are changing. I'm Jennifer Davidson.